Cachuzzi the Clown is on her way to the Santa Cruz Fringe Festival, and it's a perfect fit. Cachuzzi is no ordinary clown. She's a kind of post-feminist performance art incarnation, as challenging at times as she is funny. She uses the clown persona to touch on the life of today's woman, trying to be self-sufficient and live up to everyone's expectations at the same time, and to raise a question. Is there a contradiction there? Cachuzzi Presentare is with us in the person of her co-creator, Tara Makua, who's with us in our studio. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning, Chris.
Is there a contradiction in the lives of what is expected of women today?
Absolutely. There's no question that women are expected to be several things that are sort of hard to do all at once. It's unrealistic at this point.
So how does a clown become the avenue to express that?
Well, clowning is great because it's archetypal and it's very, very personal on one end, but on the other end, it's universal. And the clown can sort of show the vulnerability and the ridiculousness of situations that we all find ourselves in and open people up to it in a way that they don't have to feel judged or defensive.
In a way, exaggeration is a very useful tool, yeah?
Exactly. If you take it over the top, I mean, when you watch a clown struggle with something like even just sitting in a chair or walking upstairs, you laugh because you know you've been there, and we all identify with that.
That sort of gets to the roots of what humor is, yeah? Humor has a lot to do with trouble, the difficulties that we have.
Yeah, we like to laugh at difficult things because otherwise, what's your other option?
Yeah.
Cry.
Well, tell me how this character evolved.
I think the truth to clowning is always peeling away the layers of filtering that we do as adults and getting to find the little silly person inside yourself, the person who doesn't care about rules, the person that you were when you were 2 years old. And that started for me back when I was studying acting, getting my undergraduate degree, and I took a clowning class. And over the years, she grew up with me, and she got her name, and everything that I've experienced has become part of this clown.
When you were first studying acting, did you think that a clowning class was going to be kind of at the center of what you were going to do, or was it sort of a side avenue for you?
I think that really good acting teachers like to have their students study clowning because really what it is it's the art of being neutral and receptive and listening to impulses as they come, which is a really important skill for any talented actor. I mean, the actors we see in the movies, that's the really good ones. That's what they're doing.
You can also tell when an actor is, when a not so good actor is trying to sort of hold on to a little bit of their own identity and not allowing him or his or herself to surrender to a character. That's a limitation for an actor, isn't it?
It is, and it's because it's vulnerable. You know, it's hard to be up there in front of a bunch of people or in front of a camera or a microphone and just be yourself and don't worry about what people are thinking about you. And that's funny because that's exactly the theme of Cachuzzi Presentare. Is that this character, Cachuzzi, wants to be beautiful and perfect like the other character, but in the end, she just discovers she has to be herself and love that. And that's really what a great actor has to do, is be themselves stripped of all defenses in front of everyone watching.
What kind of narrative thread do you use to take people to that place? I mean, you have to have the audience has to sort of come to a realization in the course of the performance, right?
Right. So the show is about these two women. One of them is a clown, and the other one we call Sexy Foil. So she's
she's the sexy foil.
She's the sexy foil. She's everything that Cachuzzi isn't. She's tall, and she's thin, and she's gorgeous, and she's poised, and she's graceful, and she's successful and sexy.
She's the girl in high school that drove you crazy.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And you know what was really fun about when we did the show here in Honolulu was having women come up to me and say, I'm the other girl.
You mean not the sexy foil, but the other girl?
Well, no, I thought everyone would relate to Cachuzzi, the one who's struggling to try to be all this stuff, but really just wants to be her own goofy self. But some women really identified with the sexy foil.
Oh, boy.
And that was fun, because then I realized that actually the actress playing her was doing her own level of clowning, the straight clown.
Well, I mean, they're all masks, right? At least from the actor's point of view, it's a role. Everything is a role, yeah?
Exactly. And when you do masked theater, it's also about being very neutral and very receptive. So you're right about that. It is always masks.
I would imagine that developing this character was a kind of journey for you as well, right? Because for one thing, the landscape for women's changed in the 20-odd years that you've been doing this.
Yes, exactly. So for me, on my journey of being a woman, being a mother, being a wife, I mean, even I can identify with that sexy foil. I mean, I certainly want to dress up and look beautiful and be attractive and be successful and all of those things. And that has all sort of gone into the themes that have become part of this show. And then the struggle. And I think as I mature, I become less and less interested in that sexy foil. And I really just want to accept myself for who I am and love it and not care what other people think.
That sounds like a pretty good place to be, Tara.
I like it.
Thanks very much for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tara Makua is the creator of the character Cachuzzi the Clown and the show Cachuzzi Presentare. She's on her way to the Santa Cruz Fringe Festival, which runs July 10th through 19th in downtown Santa Cruz, California. And you can learn more about her at hprtwo.org.